once it's brought up, you gotta do something. And I gave him the chance, Frank, call your girlfriend, tell her it's over, and I will never mention this ever again. I was like 9 months pregnant and I probably was having contractions.
Frank hurt worse though.
Yes. You have no idea.
Hey everyone, I'm Dr. Oz, and this is the Dr. Oz Podcast. They're the stars of the hit reality show, The Real Housewives of New Jersey. Dolores and Frank Catania aren't your average exes. They were married for 8 years. They got divorced, yet they're still living together. Their healthy lifestyle and love of working out keeps their friendship strong, but there's more to this. We'll talk about that in a second. Today, they are here in person revealing the reality of their relationship and what you don't see when the cameras are rolling. Well, Dolores and Frank, thanks for being here. We actually have two housewives here because Lisa lives in New Jersey, too.
Oh, okay.
Neighbors.
Oh, awesome.
Jersey girls. First of all, just get into this relationship for a second. For the average human being trying to figure out why you would bother divorcing someone if you're not going to move away from them, walk me through the thought process.
Go. Feel free to go ahead, Frank. Frank wasn't ready. I'll help you. He'll speak.
Frank wasn't ready for the divorce or to move out?
He wasn't ready for a marriage when we got married.
Okay.
We are married. We had two children. And Frank, I guess, wasn't done sowing his oats at the time. So it was better that he lived in another place. We got divorced. But my thing is, I grew up with a very close-knit family, and I wanted that for my children. So that's why we're here, and that's why we've always been together. And it worked out.
See, if Mehmet were cheating on me, because let's just cut to the chase, that's what you were doing, I would kill him. The best case scenario, I would never speak to him again, except with my lawyer to get...
Maybe she tried.
But the idea of...
He's a big, strong guy.
Like reconciling living with him?
The living with came only 2 years ago.
Oh.
This is new. We haven't lived together in 20 years.
We've been apart. We were apart, but always close. We're always within half a mile of one another.
Yeah.
Because despite of my shortcomings, okay, as I'll put it, Dolores always was worried about family. All right? And in order to keep it as a family, right, she overlooked... some of my shortcomings.
Are you better now?
But I didn't stay married. Because
yes.
You cannot stay married and not trust someone.
No.
Because as a mother, you're so consumed with where is he, what he's doing, waiting by the window, why is he 5 minutes late? You lose that time as a mother, which I did before it came to a head. I can't get that time back. And I don't remember a lot of my kids being little for that reason. And that's my resentment that I'll always hold towards him. But I put it aside. But
well, that's new to me. I didn't know you had a reason.
Well, I'll let you know now.
Okay, there you go.
So I say my advice to women that go through that is you cannot be with a man when you're so consumed with what he's doing because it takes away from your time with your kids. And you miss out on very valuable time. Their first words, the walking, enjoying their games, it's not worth it. Let them go. Enjoy being a mother.
Well, when did you first figure out that you had an infidelity problem?
When I was pregnant for my son. And he was being, he wasn't being nice. And I knew a lot was going on. And I approached him. He'd come home smelling like perfume. His hair was a mess in the middle of the day. And I said, to him.
Oh, they noticed this stuff. Believe me. Don't look around.
But you have to understand, I used to be a cop. And my father was the chief of police. So I was raised.
To be suspicious.
To be suspicious anyway. Like, my father's a conspiracy theorist. So that's everybody's up to no good.
Let's tell it how it is, though. Right? Dolores has the uncanny ability. If she suspects something, she will continue to act perfectly normal to you until she builds a case against you. That is...
ironclad.
Ironclad.
I will not ask a man a question and...
I have no idea.
Unless I have the answer to the question I'm asking, especially when it comes
Where
to
Where were you Thursday night? I was out to dinner. Well, no, you weren't. Back then, we had VHS still.
Right.
Slips the VHS in. Isn't that you coming off a boat? And who's that with you? It's not me.
But I won't say anything leading up. Until I have the black everything. And white, I know what I have to do. But I always give a nice warning. And I warned him. I said, you're up to no... Listen, don't make me prove this. I had a broken heart. None of this was easy. My mother looked at me one day. She goes, you're going to die of a broken heart. Take something to sleep. And I said, I can. I got an infant and a 3-year-old here. I mean... But I got through it. And I said to her, you know, I said to him, don't make me prove this, but stop what you're doing. And he goes, go see a psychiatrist because you're crazy. But I smelled the perfume as he was standing. So I knew, you know, as things got worse and out of hand, you know, it was the time of The Sopranos. I guess Frank thought he was Tony Soprano at the time.
I'm speechless. Right.
I thought I had a difficult. See, I always tell Lisa, in our house, the prosecution never rests. But you were convicted, sentenced. You didn't even know it.
You have no idea. It got so bad that Dolores had my car bugged. She had my office bugged. I was so afraid to even talk to anyone that my friends wouldn't talk to me because everything we knew was being recorded.
Why didn't you just stop dogging around?
And you want to know something? And Dolores said it to me. And quite honestly, I would have came home. I would have been with my family if, in fact, I love Dolores. I still love her very much. I knew deep down that I couldn't be. I couldn't be faithful. And when I saw her hurt, I could never do that to her again.
So, crazy question. If you couldn't be trusted to tell the truth about your relationship, about the commitment of, you know, of you, your marriage, could you lie about the bills? Was there an inherent trust factor that was a problem with you? I mean,
No,
you wouldn't? The dishonesty did not spread to other aspects of your life?
No, not at all. Not at all. Everything else was basically an open book. It was. Everything. And it just, I...
Until recently, by the way.
Oh, whoa. What's this can of worms that we're talking about?
So. It was on air. It was aired during the first episode, so we have to, you know, speak about it since you brought it up, and it's a good question.
Well, no, because for me, it's always a matter of trust. And if you break my trust, I'm not going to believe anything that comes out of your mouth.
Right. Well, I knew, because of all the due diligence that I did and all the work I did, I knew when he was lying, I knew his path... Human nature is very, it's like, how can I say, you know, I know it's, everyone has a pattern to everything. I learned his pattern. This didn't happen overnight. I learned his pattern.
She's good.
I learned how he speaks to other people. I learned other people in his life, you know, I kept everything to myself. I would never, ever reveal somebody else's issues with what they trusted in him. But I got to learn a lot about the way people react to things. In the way they do things, which has come to play in other relationships down the road, in whether it's a romantic relationship or not.
So what else did he cheat on?
No, he didn't cheat on anything. Here's the thing. Frank got disbarred.
Got disbarred. Yeah, I was going to ask about that.
Here's your chance to say.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And he didn't tell me. But I knew about this because he didn't steal money from anyone, but in New Jersey, it's very cut and dry. You could take $5 out of the account or $5 million, and you're still going to get disbarred. And you could do way other things that are a lot worse and not. But he'll explain to you.
Hey, what happened? Why were you disbarred?
Back in 2010, I had one of my very, very close friends, who's still a very close friend. I represented him, his mother, and his wife in a purchase of a piece of property. And sitting in my trust account was $180,000 for back what's called a riparian grant. All right. And that takes the state for a while. And we had other businesses going on. And at that time, we were doing very, very well. And there was an attorney who called us. We had a balance due. It was the end of the year, December 22nd. Said to me, if you pay us, he more than cut our bill in half by the end of the year. So I didn't have the money available to me within 2 days. I called my friend who had the money in a trust account, had him send me a letter authorizing me to take the money. Took the money, not the $180,000. It was $15,000. All right. Took the money out, paid it to the attorney, put it back in the account 62 days later. All right. No harm, no foul. There was never even a report to the ethics committee.
In 20 years, not one ethical complaint. He's an amazing attorney and a very well-respected person.
And a prosecutor, all right, for the city of Hackensack. And we have our random audits. They did our random audits. And the lady who did the audit saw the money go out, saw the money come back in, said to me, what was that for? I said, well, it was a loan for my client. You can't take money directly out of your trust account, number one. Number two, you can't ask your client without suggesting to them at the very least to go get separate counsel. So when all was done and said, it ended up being a trial. It went on. It went on for almost 6 years.
That's why I when it happened.
For 6 years. She knew what was going on.
I told her
the whole time because I never expected this. We had a trial, and my friend, who's also my business partner, and Dolores is a business partner now, too, still are. Him, he came in, he testified on my
behalf. His mother testified, his wife testified.
Everybody testified on me. And it was determined later on that that money, at the time that it was taken, that the title company may have had an interest in it, that the mortgage company may have had an interest in it, and I did not get their permission to take the money. Although, at the end, they did not have an interest in it. It was all my client's money. So there's a threshold. If it's negligent, all right, you get a slap on the wrist, you get probation, all right? If it's intentional, it's misappropriation of funds, and they considered it to be...
They ruled it mis-
They considered it to be intentional.
Can you appeal it?
For $15,000, his law firm, his job as a prosecutor, his...
Exactly.
It's people have cried for him. We've had friends call crying.
But it doesn't seem that anyone's served by that decision. Was it a jury trial?
No, it's not even
it's a council trial. Yes. It's a kangaroo court.
Other lawyers sitting there saying.
Not even another lawyers. One other lawyer who sits as a hearing officer, who me and her, and a trial went on for 2 weeks. Me and her hit butt heads from the very, very beginning. So it didn't go well from the first day. So,
is there a way to get it back to reinstate it?
I may look to do that. For the mere purpose, just I don't like someone having the authority to take my license away.
Yeah.
But financially, we're doing much better now because what I did is the time that I would put into the law firm, I took, and now I put 100% into our other businesses.
There's lots more where that came from, but first, a quick break. First off, kids are up and they're out of the home.
Yes. One in vet school, one at Sacred Heart in finance.
Why, if the kids are gone, do you have to live together? Now you've lost the excuse of why you're living together again.
Oh, explain that, Frank. Because you weren't getting along with your girlfriend. Not the one that broke the marriage up. She's been long gone. But the girlfriend now is fine. But they're not getting along. So you're not going to place this. I like the company.
But
you have to understand, Frank, I didn't even know that this was going on. Myself and my girlfriend have 14 years living together. We're having some problems, all right? There were some issues in a relationship.
And not
me.
Not like
it wasn't me cheating, all right? Like that.
You weren't hooking up with Dolores again behind the girlfriend's back?
So we needed time apart. So what she was afraid, my girlfriend, who's friendly with Dolores, is that if I went out and built myself a house, all right?
It would look like National Lampoon, like a frat house, right?
That I would never, me and her would never have a chance to get back together.
I'm in favor of them staying together.
So the girlfriend went to Dolores and said, we have an issues.
Can he stay here?
Can you mind if he comes back? So when you say, it's definitely not your orthodox relationship, right?
What do the kids say about this?
That doesn't faze them
one
bit.
Well, I used to threaten them when they were younger that I would let him come back home when they were bad.
Your dad's coming home and you're going to be sorry.
I'm going to let dad back home. Oh, we'll go clean our rooms or we'll do this. And then... You know, but they were both, one was leaving for graduate school and one was leaving for college. And all of a sudden, emptiness hit me hard.
Yeah.
Because my life has only been them. I have not remarried in 20 years, which is, you know.
Why not?
But you have a boyfriend, right?
I have boyfriends. I've had relationships. I just really didn't. My life was my children and everybody's children. I had all the Franklin Lakes in my house every weekend. I would wake up and there'd be kids. And, you know, I took kids in and they were my, I made a family out of like always having them there. And I had a great relationship with him, so I didn't tolerate a lot of crap from other people. I didn't need them. But all of a sudden, I didn't realize how much of a wussy I really was until my kids were leaving. And then I was like, oh, my God, now what? Everything, within a week, my house, you could hear a pin drop. I had an anxiety attack. Now, I worked in a jail for 6 years. I did not grow up in an easy neighborhood. Like, he can tell you, when he met me, things were...
Oh, my God.
I was waitressing. I was working in a jail. I was helping my parents. I was... You know, my dad was a cop. My mom was a waitress. So it was always like, no, it was a hustle, like scrappy. You know, I didn't go to camps or vacations.
Right. Or we were not the Hamptons.
No, I didn't know the Hamptons until like probably 10 years ago. I didn't know they existed. So my first vacation, he took me on.
Yes.
I was on a plane at 22. That was my first time ever on a plane. And so, I mean, I could go on with that stuff forever. However, you know, I thought to myself, oh, my God, my life is gone. These kids are gone. And all of a sudden, the wall started closing in on me, and I was like, I didn't know what to do. And I had a really rough 6 months. Really rough. Almost, I didn't take medication or anything to get through my divorce. I raised my kids a lot of times by myself while Frank was finding himself. But I almost considered seeing a doctor about that.
Well, now that Frank has found himself, would you guys get back together?
We like things the way we are. They are.
We get everyone asks that question. Everyone asks.
Well, everyone's curious, right? You're living together. Obviously still really love each other. And,
you know, 100%. And I would do anything for her. And people say, you know, well, how do you guys get along the way you did? We were best friends before we were married.
That was really our only problem.
Right.
This woman. And it was, I could have turned away. I actually said to him the night that I approached him with this, when you approach a man, when you're in a relationship and you approach the other person about what's going on, now it's time you have to make a decision. You can eat it and turn your head, but once it's brought up, you got to do something. And I gave him the chance, Frank, call your girlfriend, tell her it's over, and I will never mention this ever again. I was like 9 months pregnant, and I probably was having contractions at the time. and
well, Frank hurt worse, though.
He said, I explained to him, and he said, I can't because I don't know where she is if I'm here, and I got to go. So he left that night, and he wanted to come back about 2 weeks later, and I wouldn't let him. Then it was done. And as hard as it was for me, I could not, because I knew it wasn't over. It would trickle down. It would go on and off. It was a tumultuous relationship anyway.
So how did you repair your relationship with Frank?
Well, growing up the way that I did, I learned to detach myself from certain situations and my feelings towards it. And I did that when I was investigating him, and I did that when I was becoming friends with him. It was a lot of it was hard. I would cry after he left, or I would like fall apart, or I would walk the floors all night. But the next day I'd see him with a smile, because there was something that had the biggest impact on me through this whole thing. I took my kids after I had my son, after I beat up his girlfriend, and I decided
physically.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
Oh, her. She was, you understand, she used to work in a jail, right? And Dolores is tough. Dolores is very
I can see that. I see those
tough
biceps. Like, oh she could take me out.
She's well, they co-own the gym.
No, but she's, no, not only she's, you know,
he yells at me on that.
She fights. I mean, Dolores can fight, all right? She grew up in Patterson. She can fight.
How did you find the girlfriend that I thought she was missing?
No, the girlfriend, no. I knew where she lived, and I waited for him to get there because he told me he wanted to come home. I said, oh, you want to come home? He goes, yeah, I'm done with that girl. I said, okay, let me think about it. The next day, I knew his pattern of going there, so I made my sister wait outside the house, and when he got there, my son was a week old, and when he got there, she goes, I had to see it for myself because I wanted to believe him. I wanted him to come home. I wanted to never talk about this again. And I went there, and I said to my sister, where is he? She goes, he just walked in. And I said, I come from a very close family, to one of five. And he jumped out the back window and ran down the street.
Okay, this is an episode of Cheaters. I know that you're on Real Housewives of New Jersey, but my gosh, this is like such good television.
Ran down the street.
I wish we had a camera back then.
I'm in my suit. I jumped out the second. This is how afraid I was of her. I was in my suit, and I dove out the second floor window and landed in the bushes in the back of the house.
And you're running away.
Oh, you have no idea. I kept running. I kept running.
So you know he's in there, so now obviously he's escaped. The girlfriend's
there. He's escaped.
There.
The girlfriend made the mistake of coming out of the house. And I had to have my peace with her to move on with him in the way that I did. So then I did. And, you know, my dad had gotten the call by the time I got home from this. And my father said, do you feel better? He was the chief of police at the time.
Wait, and that's assault, right? Yeah, couldn't you get in trouble for that?
Yeah,
no?
but she knew that she deserved it. So then you know,
it's
when
Jersey
I,
after that.
Oh, exactly.
I mean, well, it's 20 years ago, Jersey.
It sounds like home.
So my dad said, you feel better now? And I said, I do. I can move on. And he said, okay, then I'll take care of the rest. And that was it.
We've always been, quite honestly, once the divorce did or separation happened, her whole family is the same way she is. All right. And I've learned so much from her family. Her father pulled me aside and he goes, listen, stuff happens. It's how you take it from here. Don't turn your back on the kids. You don't turn your back on Dolores. All right. We will consider you as family always. You turn your back on them. All right. We'll never talk to you again. To this day, I am still called their son. They still call me son. I still call mom and dad. I'm invited to every affair, you know, because the whole husband thing, I fell far short on in my face. But for the father, provider, and everything else, Dolores never wanted for anything at that time.
Is that why you're still friendly? Was that the key to repairing the relationship? Because I've never actually thought of it that way, but you're absolutely right. You separate the husband part from the father part, and they are different.
That does make a difference,
yes,
yeah.
Big difference. Listen, she was able to do it, and I don't think many women can do that. But Dolores was able to do it, and it wasn't for me. It was for our children. And our children...
It was for him, too. You're not a throwaway guy.
Yeah.
You made the mistake, Frank. I gotta, you know, but you have to live with what you did.
Our kids had no idea we were divorced. They just thought we lived separately because we used to get along.
Here's the thing that the reason for this, because, I mean, I have gone after Frank, and in the beginning we fought in front of the kids, and I carried my kids into the therapist, and it was like a family therapist, and this young man came running out, punching and kicking the walls with gauges, and his hair was shaved, and, you know, he had, like, tattoos, and his mom was so broken and brokenhearted. And I sat down, and I said to the therapist, what do I do to make my kids not have that problem and not have them so hurt? She goes, don't fight in front of them. And from there on in, all fights, all bets off, everything done.
Far away from fighting, you actually are business partners. I mean, I will talk about the gym for a second here.
Sure.
That came later on.
I know it did. But, yeah, you know, many years later, whatever you did not only allowed you to be a father, but also, and you raised two wonderful children, but also allowed you to reconvene in a business relationship. Lisa was asking earlier, you know, whether you, Frank, if you cheat in other stuff.
Sure.
Because a lot of men, Ross Perot said it perfectly, right? If he's going to cheat on the woman that he loves, who else will he cheat on?
Right.
So why do you trust him in business?
Because I knew everything about him. I knew he never stole from anyone. I knew that he always did the right thing in people. What he did, I guess some men are hardwired to do. I've heard it before. And it was a time where it was the cool thing to do. It's not cool anymore. I mean, back then, 20 years ago, it was still cool. Tony Soprano, affairs, blah, blah, blah. He was walking around with a bodyguard. I don't even know who the hell he thought he was. But it was like cool.
Why'd you need a bodyguard?
We had some affairs that were, you know, you're just worried at the time.
Physical affairs? Like women you're saying?
No,
or like clients?
No, just some business affairs.
Okay, okay.
Like, you know,
the fact
it was just cool.
No, he was scared of you, Dolores.
He needed entree.
I didn't want to say that.
Andre was afraid of me, too, though.
I look at Frank. You're pretty. You could be my bodyguard.
Oh, yeah.
He bench presses, what, 5?
No, more than that.
6?
Good days. So, yeah, it was just... It made me feel comfortable.
There's last more to come after the break. So you're bench pressing how many pounds now?
Not now. I'm on my decline. I used to bench 600 pounds.
Oh, my goodness.
I always been squat 800 pounds.
Still
300
you
do.
You know?
He worked out with Joe Gorga the other day. That was fun.
How many hours a day would you work out? Or where are you working out?
Used to work out. I was there for at least two hours, and probably another 45 minutes to an hour of cardio. And that used to be my life. Right now, I just try to do it to maintain and to keep my sanity. It's almost like a stress relief.
So hour a day?
I'm a little more. Probably between cardio and working out, probably 2 hours.
How do you have time to do that? I mean, I wish I could do that.
Well, that's his business now.
Exactly.
Well, he's working out.
He's supposed to be recruiting customers.
You know?
They see him and they think, I want to look like this. What do I do to get that?
Look at the size of his neck. What do you have, 18 and a half?
Yeah, a little more than that. Please embarrass me. It's more than 20, right?
That's a sign of somebody's ways.
But we have to. I'm not in the gyms all day. We have partners in the gyms, but we also partner in, we have a building business.
What's the name of your gym?
We have a couple. There's Gold's Gym. All right.
Yeah.
We have a Gold's Gym and we have two powerhouse gyms.
Is it a franchise? NMR,
yes, both NMR. And then, but now we also have the building business. All right, where?
So, do you ever fight over this stuff?
The time.
So when Dolores comes in and she doesn't like the way the gym looks, or
no, not so much with the gym. She pretty much let me do what I want with the gym because I've been in it. But when it comes to the houses, we're building the houses to sell to make money. Not to live in. Dolores wants everything done in the house as if she's living there.
But I thought you were building her or her boyfriend's house.
I'm building her boyfriend's house for her. Because there's always,
he wants the house to himself. I'm not moving out.
But you're not going to move in
I'm not
your
moving
boyfriend.
In with my boyfriend, no. Well, unless moved, he wants an engagement, like a commitment.
If you guys could go together, would you consider going?
Why don't you
going?
Put a wing on his house for you?
The boyfriend would have me. Yeah. He loves it. We get along great. We get along. Oh, my God. We get along great. I get along better with him than Dolores does. The worst is they fight. I got to go there and I act like the mediator.
Oh, gosh.
All right.
I got to ask, working out, you eat well?
I try to eat well at least 5 days out of the week, yes. On the weekends, I pretty much binge.
Mediterranean diet, paleo. Yeah,
what I do is I love carb cycling. I love the carb cycles. Okay. All right?
So you look fabulous.
Thank you very much.
Take time to do it. You're building businesses together, and you're now doing marital counseling for your ex.
And they're shooting Real Housewives.
And Real Housewives.
He's the best housewife of all.
Yes, you're very housewife.
He says whatever they tell him to say.
I have a great time.
Frank, you don't want to not say that.
You feel like you figured life out better than 20 years ago?
Oh, 100%. I'm very comfortable. And a lot of it has to do, if I didn't have the relationship that I have with Dolores, if we were a normal divorced couple and Dolores wasn't in my life, I would be sorry.
What changed? What did you find that allowed you to be more of the man that you could be?
My mother passed away in 2007. And honestly, ever since my mother passed away, everything changed. Everything changed. What was important to me before she passed away was no longer important to me. All right? It's family. I get choked up. She'll tell you, like, we have a place in down in Miami. And I love, right, for Dolores to come down. She was down with her boyfriend at the time and the kids. And I had to drop them off at the airport to go home. And I start crying, you know? I'm a 260-pound guy in a curb. And she's like, oh, my God, you know? And she knows. I start crying. And I was going to see him, like, 5 days later. Just that I love
He's
the
like,
family.
He's like, don't
being,
go.
The family
go.
Together, you know? I things are different. Things are different now. You know, it makes you realize. Unfortunately, it takes an event of that magnitude to make me realize it, but it definitely.
It's a shame because I wonder how many people this could have happened with had they got through that hard first part. And, you know, I have counseled many women who know our situation and they say, what do you do? And I say, is he remorseful? Is he, which Frank wasn't at the time. But if he's remorseful and you can move on from it, it's worth it. If he's worth it, if he's not, whatever you do, don't make the kids' lives miserable. Mm-hmm. Don't be petty. Don't fight with them. If he was supposed to be there at Tuesday at 7 o'clock and he doesn't come until 9 or he can't come because he's out with his girlfriend, eat it. Spend the time. Kids are on rent. They're only little for so long.
Oh my God, that's right. And our relationship and what happened in our divorce, unfortunately, hurt my business as an attorney. I was a divorce attorney.
Oh, gosh.
And I used to be a divorce attorney. And listen, and I was very forceful. I was very aggressive, you know, and when I was in court. And I would be. And it got to the point where you go through your own divorce and you see, that's my kids. That's my ex-wife. Who cares for that's the mother of my children. And when I used to represent especially men, and their concern was not so much taking care of their kids and seeing their kids, but how much money can you save me? How much can you keep so I don't have to pay? And I was like, that's your children. I said, why would you not? If you have it, why would you not? And quite honestly, I lost clients because of it. And I'm perfectly okay with it.
Teresa Guttuche, she's become a bodybuilder.
Sure has.
Did she call you and check in with you?
I trained her.
On the stage. He trained her.
Oh, I didn't know that.
No.
Well, I haven't seen that yet.
Oh.
All right.
Come on, keep me up to date.
Teresa is a hard worker. And she was getting ready for a show. And she was dieting for, I think, 7 weeks. And she lost 2 pounds.
She went to somebody else before she went to Frank.
Yes.
2 pounds?
2 pounds.
She must have been livid.
I don't know why she didn't come to Frank.
Especially Teresa, so level-headed as she is. She must have been really...
But she came, Dolores one night came to me with Teresa at my office, and we sit down. We have 3.5 weeks to the show.
And he said to me, what are you doing to me?
Right.
I don't want to...
So
he trains people for shows as long as I know him. Since I'm 18, I know Frank.
And I have, I right now, this I do have a slew of professionals that now are at professional level who I train both men and women, all right? And I love it because I used to compete. I injured myself to the point, you know, I tore my pec where I now can't because I don't look symmetrical anymore, all right? So I love to train people because I live vicariously through them, all right? So Teresa comes, and now I say to her, I said, this is going to be a challenge. So I got 3.5 weeks. I took 19 pounds off her.
In 3.5 weeks?
3.5 weeks.
Wait, what did you do?
What I do is what I was talking before.
Amputation. Took it right off.
I think it I have 3.5 weeks till Christmas. Right? 19 would be just like good.
And it was. It was between.
She follows directions.
Oh, my God.
To a T.
Okay, so we need those directions.
Teresa does?
To a T.
You are kidding me.
Absolutely. And you, the thing about Teresa, I will get a text message from Talisa at 12 o'clock at night. She's still up. At 4:30 in the morning, I get another text message from her. She does not sleep. You tell her to do something.
The one key thing to help her lose 19 pounds in 21 days.
Carb depletion. Carb
like depletion. Like a total keto diet.
Not so much keto diet, all right? Because what I do is I also pulled the fats out, all right? Where the keto diet has the saturated fats.
Right.
Like I said, the avocados and you know, the almond butter. No. With Teresa, what I did is I cleaned up her diet. I had her on medium carbs. I reduced it down to zero. I pumped them up a little bit. I also put her on dandelion, a natural diuretic, which I got to be honest with you, she just peed and peed and peed all the whole
time. So no salt.
She was holding a lot of water.
She was holding a lot
of
water.
So no salt, dandelion, like natural diuretics,
yep.
And then all protein you're doing?
It was pretty much protein, all right? I would throw the vegetables in. I love the asparagus because it's obviously a natural diuretic, all right? And we went from there.
How stressful is it being a real housewife? I mean, Danielle, for example, is back on this season. You didn't really get along with her so well.
I know Danielle for over 20 years. See, I know everyone for...
The way you know Frank?
Or
Frank's girlfriend, that kind of way?
No, not like that. Almost, she got that. But no, it gets very stressful sometimes, but it gets less stressful as time goes on. Your first year, you want to crawl in a hole. You don't know really... that going to be on? Did I say that? And so much is cut out. Then the second year, like, all right, so if it happens, it happens. Then, you know, even me and Teresa got into it on the phone on the way here, a little tiff. It was just a little tiff, but we've known each other since we're 16, so it can pass by.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a chess game sometimes. And there's always when there's two new girls, which we have now, it's a different dynamics. And then it's...
I just met one, yeah.
Yeah, it gets... And the two, you met the one that's on one side of this, you know, and then the other one's a Turkish Catholic, she's Jewish, and two totally different people and two totally different views of looking at things, which can sometimes you can get along and sometimes you can't over that.
That's what makes life fun.
Yes, and it made a very interesting season. Apparently, Andy's very happy with it, and so is the rest of the world.
Well, Andy is. Since I get to join him at midnight whenever he calls me down those ungodly hours.
Do you know that they actually do college thesis on that? Yale did a play on housewives. I was invited. It's a sociology class.
I can imagine.
The study of human behavior.
It's like Harvard Business School doing reports on big companies, right? They do a review. You learn a lot. You learn from reality.
That's the thing.
Last question. When the cameras are not rolling.
Yes.
What do you want to share with people about what you are really like?
I am exactly what I am on TV. It's exactly what I am at home and in the real world. And so is the rest of the cast. For Jersey, I could speak only for Jersey.
Right.
She said it. What you see. What you see of us on TV, that's us.
What you see is what you get, and that goes for everybody on my cast, even the new girls.
It's been a real pleasure. You guys are a blast.
Our pleasure.
What a story.
Our pleasure.
Well, thank both Dolores and Frankie. Well, I watched Real Housewives of New Jersey Wednesday nights on Bravo. Torture Andy Cohen while you're doing that.
For sure, yeah. For sure.